name's Adam Yosem, and I graduated at the top of my class as a stem cellologist from Ohio State. Go Buckeyes. As a part-time job, I play the role as protein 23 of this eukaryotic cell. And today in ADD, we're going to explore the fascinating life of human and plant cells. Come take a look. If you compare the Earth to an organism and these houses to a cell, the houses are a tiny bit of the organism's part. When he has a protein compared to a cell, I am a small part and that is a big part. Now, as you can see, everything on the outside layer of the cell is its cell membrane. The cell's membrane is selectively permeable, which means it chooses which goes in and out. As you can see behind me, the proteins are going in and out like flies, just like that. Welcome inside the cell. Now, as I said before, the cell's membrane is selectively permeable. This means that the cell decides which substances can come in and out of it. Now, what you see before me is the cell's nucleus, also known as the control center. All events that happen within the cell are determined right here. Now, the kid you see before me, we dubbed him Nuke. He controls what goes on in the nucleus. Hey, Nuke, what do you got for us today?
Sorry, man. Can't talk. I'm busy.
All right, what can I say? The nucleus determines such events as protein modification to DNA replication. Now let's go inside our main event, the Golgi apparatus. Welcome to the Golgi apparatus. Now at first glance, this place might look like a bunch of membranous sacs stacked one on top of another, just like a pancake. However, this organelle plays a vital function in the role of a cell. You see, the endoplasmic reticulum is the cell's transport system. Proteins go everywhere throughout it. And one place that the endoplasmic reticulum drops off is right here, the Golgi apparatus. We take in the proteins, chemically modify them, and ship them off. How, you may ask? Several ways. Exocytosis, glycosylation, that is, the addition of a sugar molecule onto a protein. Other proteins might be made as lysosomes. Now, however, in plants, it's a different story. As well as proteins, we are responsible for making the cell wall and the cell plate. We're here with somebody that works at the Golgi apparatus. What did you say your name was again?
Craig Krenzel.
Nice. What's your role in this?
Since we're in a eukaryotic cell, it happens to be human. And because this happens to be human, it also happens to be magician. And because of the magician, the cells and the proteins are a little altered. Now, what we do is we get these from the endoplasmic reticulum, and these are freshly new. Only one out of these 52 proteins work, and it happens to be the spade 08. As you can see, the rest are blank. Now what we do is we do what they call glycation, where we have a sugar molecule on our hand and rub it just like that, and when it happens, all the proteins, all 52 of them, are made.
It's very nice. There you have it, folks. One man, one Golgi apparatus, a heck of a lot of protein.